Welcome to My Gang Soul Podcast. Your hosts are Bree and Jeremy. Every week we will talk about our gaming experiences and whatever gaming news we might have. So tune in every week. And you can also chat with us at Twitter at MyGamingSoul1, on Facebook at facebook.com/MyGamingSoul, on Instagram at MyGamingSoul, twitch.tv/MyGamingSoul. You can email us at MyGamingSoul@gmail.com. You can find us on the web at MyGamingSoul.wordpress.com. Or you can tweet at us at our individual Twitters. Mine is at Bree Thibodeau. Jeremy's is at darkness79996. Oh, you can also find us on iTunes. Search for My Gaming Soul.
Well, hello, hello again. I can't believe we're back again. Thought like it never was going to come. How are you doing, Bree Bree?
Okay. How are you doing, Jim?
Wonderful, wonderful. How was your Thanksgiving holiday?
That's okay. I went to my aunt's house.
Oh, wow. So I'm assuming no gaming time was taken over there.
No.
Well, I had a good holiday. It was a holiday, nevertheless, so I'm guessing that counts for something these days, anyway.
Yes.
When you're older, holidays tend to care less.
Yes.
Anyways, so really exciting games that you got for us today?
Final Fantasy 15.
Oh,
yes.
And finally, after 1,788 years, we finally have someone who played it and has experience with it. I recently just got mine today, you guys, and it's really thanks to my awesome friend, Bree Bree. She has bought it for me, along
yes.
with some other things.
Yes.
along with some other things that she had gotten me, which is really awesome. Like, Dishonored 2, because like I said on the last one, I never would have had a chance to play it, really had a chance to play it. But, you know, she's got me caught up, so I'm going to start on those immediately, and I will be having some little walkthroughs and previews on my channel on YouTube, and I will put you guys on in that after the podcast, so stay tuned for that. But, so, Bree, why don't you walk us through a little bit of the gameplay and the aspects, as well as, you know, some things that the players can look forward to when the time comes.
Well, it's basically about Noctis and his little friends Gladio, Ignis, and Prompto. And they're going to Altaïtia so Noctis can marry Luna, who is like this oracle lady. But on the way there, they find out that their like little hometown or whatever got destroyed, and Noctis' dad was killed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it's a really dramatic story.
Yeah. And come to find out, the guy who takes over the kingdom, I think he was part of the reason why Noctis' dad was killed and all that. And, yeah.
Well, we're going to leave the rest of the story for them to figure out for themselves. I mean, that's pretty much the intro that you gave anyway. Basics so that you find out at the beginning of the game, but for
yes.
all the other players, you're just gonna have to go buy it and wait and see.
Yes.
in other news, I must say I'm really looking forward to it. Could you fill us in on some of like how was the actual gameplay for the world and stuff since you actually played it? How was you know, like, I'm pretty sure the question on everybody's mind right now is, how are the summons? Are they like really awesome, or is it kind of like being overrated?
Well, the only time I was actually able to use the summons, it was like I'd managed to get Shiva to come and do a little thing, and it was awesome. Yes.
Wow.
It was awesome.
You guys, I actually seen a trailer for Shiva, and it was, you know, excuse my language, pretty badass. Because, I mean, it's Shiva. And, I mean, on every game, Shiva pretty much dominates every Final Fantasy if she's, in fact, on it. And, I mean, she really, like, blew it out of the water. It was really, really, really awesome. I mean, I've seen her actual summon on the game, and I really liked it, as well as Leviathan and Titan. I also seen another one, but I wasn't quite sure if it was Bahamut or what. Because you don't really see Bahamut because he's such a godlike summon. So you really don't see him a lot on Final Fantasy games, except for major titles. So I was kind of wondering, like, what that one was. But it pretty much was at the end of the game. And that summon looked more human than anything. So I don't know. That's going to be something that we're just going to have to look into when the time comes. But, I mean, I was kind of confused about that. And it seems to me like they only... I'm pretty sure they have secret summons somewhere. That information is probably going to be leaked out soon as they have multiple people that actually beat the game and it's been out for a while. Then we'll probably run across that and see how that worked out. But I know for the most part, from what you showed me, from what you recorded, and from the actual scenes that I seen from YouTube, it was really good. Like, the game is going to have, I mean...
Yeah.
In other words, for 2017, a lot of these platforms are really going to have to bring their A game to top off this game, because I think that Final Fantasy really pushed the envelope when it comes to, like, I guess I should say, like, first person and, like, third person, really, I guess it would be, right?
Yeah, it's more of third person, open world type of thing.
Yeah, and I mean, the fact that the world was open... And you get a car. I mean, come on, guys.
Yes.
What Final Fantasy do you know? Besides 8, you got a car. And then your car wasn't even a car. It was like those little cars you buy out Family Dollar. Like, the wheels didn't even move on the car. So, I mean, it was pretty neat to actually see. And then you get, like, a really badass car.
Oh,
I mean, so...
yes. You get to listen to a little radio on it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So, it has
yes,
a radio.
Yes.
It has a radio. Oh, my gosh. They do... The most. They're doing the most. I can't wait. I'm like, and you know, right now, we do our podcasts when we're together. At least, like, we always say on every time we do a podcast, only because, you know, I'm trying to get myself together and stuff. So we're just really starting it to get it out there and get ourselves, you know, pretty much just like crawling before we walk. But with that being said, I'm like so ready to go already because I really want to try it out. I'm like dying right here where I'm sitting. Ready to like play it because it was so anticipated, and right now I'm still waiting for the Persona, and there was another one and I can't remember it at this time, but it was along with Persona, and it was another game that was highly anticipated that also should have been released around this time, and it didn't make it because, like, with the same reason that the Final Fantasy didn't come out, because they wanted to be perfect and they wanted to appeal to the viewers when it comes out and is released into stores, which is all well and good and whatever.
Okay.
I mean, I just want the game. So, I mean, you can give us all these excuses if you want, you guys. Just make sure that it's A1 when you release it, because I will throw a fit. Anywho. I mean, so... and I'm pretty sure if you watch Bree's podcast and you follow her on Twitter and stuff, you would have seen a lot of her footage from Dishonored 2.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if you would have really followed her... You would have noticed that she beat the game and has completely finished it.
Yeah.
And from what she showed me, it was like really awesome. And I'm not really much of a first person shooter person, I'm getting all tongue tied. But I'm not really much of a first person shooter.
Yes.
But I must say, like, when she showed me the game, it looked absolutely phenomenal. It was really gorgeous. It was really engaging and inviting. It was a lot going on, and it really made me want to give it another try. Like I said before in previous casts, that the only game I've ever played was, like, one of the first games for PlayStation 3, which was Perfect Dark. If you don't know what it is, look it up. I'm not going to go into details about that game because it's been eons since I beat it and played it. But it is also a really good game that was designed. I can't even tell you who the designers for it were because I was... It was so long ago, you guys, but it was really a good game, too. to give them a shout out as well. I'm pretty sure they made other ones, but as far as I know, I really didn't pay attention because, like I said, I'm not really a big follower of that stuff. Anywho, back to our previous conversation about Noctis and the rest of them from the Final Fantasy game. Apparently, in this game, you get old as a fart. So
just 10 years older.
But I mean, you're not young anymore. I mean, you don't have that pep in your step like when you were a young fox. Like, because I mean, think about it. I mean, Cloud was young. Tidus was young. I mean, who else stayed young? I mean, Cloud, Squall, and Tidus. They were all the main characters from the Final Fantasy's past. And I mean, of course, Lightning. I mean, imagine an old Lightning. What would she hope to accomplish? She's an old bag. So, I mean, you know, we look forward to having these young characters. But apparently, in the story, which I'm kind of like a spall hog, I spall things for myself more or less than others. You know, like I just interrupted her telling you guys about the story.
Okay.
When I already seen the ending battle to the game. So.
And I'm not even at the end of that moment. I was chapter 14. And I had to go back in time by using Umbra. So I can level up. Yeah. Because, I need to level up. Yeah.
Well, yes. I am like a spoiler to myself. Which doesn't really bother me, though. Because, I mean, I can go back and play a game and act like it's the first time I ever saw it. I mean, I'll be just as excited as a kid in the candy store. But, I mean, all that to say this is, like, I really liked the aspects of the summons and stuff. I really didn't care for the fact that you could only call a summon out technically near death or sporadically. Which means that it really just doesn't happen often. It doesn't happen every battle. It happens only for particular battles, which it calls for, which sometimes it will probably be more like a God of War theme. Like, whenever you weaken an enemy to a certain extent, the button will pop up telling you to do a schematic, which will kind of weaken the opponent or hurt him to a much more extent than your regular attacks would do. If you're familiar with God of War, then you know what I'm talking about. Well, Final Fantasy kind of sort of incorporated that theme with the summons. And I really didn't like that feature because I thought for a weapon, it's awesome. Not so much for a special move or a summon. I mean, a summon should always be used when you want him to be used. He or she or it, whatever. But not when the game feels like it's okay to use it.
Yeah.
If they felt like the summons were a scapegoat, which made it impossible for a challenge, if you had one, then they should have made them not so strong. And they should have made summons where they level up with you like they did in previous games. I didn't think that it was right for them to only put summons in the game. If that was the case, then you shouldn't have put the summons at all. Because summons were... I feel like summons were... But I mean, and you could disagree with me, but I feel like summons were put in place for a more flashy approach to the game.
Yeah,
to
be
used. Yeah, to be used more. Not to be used at the game's discretion. I feel like the AI chooses for you when is a good time to use the summon. Some players may feel like they like it. I personally didn't like it because I felt like it was a waste of time. I felt like, why call a summon when you're technically halfway done killing the enemy already? So what purpose? I mean, the summons come in handy, I guess, I'm assuming, towards the end of the game when you're fighting extremely powerful opponents that cannot be beaten by any other means besides a summon. Then I understand. But as far as the regular battles go, sometimes you just want to see a summon because you just want to see a summon. I mean, people like me, I would sit here and play Final Fantasy X just to see my summons. And I collected every single one. I collected every single summon that was on Final Fantasy VIII. I really didn't care too much for VII, which I discussed on previous ones, but it was just a thrill that you got from knowing that you can get these special entities which can help you out. And I mean, I just felt like they should have been more lenient and calling them out for their help and assistance.
Oh, yeah.
And I also feel like they maybe shouldn't have been as overbearing as they are in this game. Meaning, I don't feel like they should have been giantish and overbearing, because then that means that you can't call them out all the time, because they're only used for certain occasions when need be. For example, Titan. Titan is a summon that you cannot really look forward to seeing a lot in the game, even when you're playing a lot. it's just because that particular summon is a hardcore summon.
Yeah.
He takes up most of the world. If you used him, I'm pretty sure it would cause a lot of glitches in the game. The game would crash a lot. Because he causes... And it would be a lot more work for the designers, too. So I felt like to get rid of that effect, they should have brought the summon's power a little bit more down to earth. Instead of having them be so overpowered that nothing in the surrounding area will survive after a summon's attack. Another little glitch that I noticed, or you can say flaw, I guess, about the game, was the fact that I'm not too sure on this matter, but if a summon does in fact come out by fighting regular enemies on the map, or, and as she said, the big open world, do you get, how can I put it, do you get multiple points for enemies that's not even included in the fight, but are in the surrounding areas? Because as you know, I mean, these summons technically impact the surrounding area, like a big square foot of the area they impact, because they're so enormous. So I'm thinking, wouldn't, if you were around a whole bunch of enemies, just like in a cluster, if you was to use a summon, would you still gain points from those enemies, even though you're not in combat with them? And that's something I'm going to actually test out and get back with you guys on our next one. Because if that also isn't something that you can do, then that's something that I felt like they should have addressed when they take forever to release the game.
Okay. I'm not sure. I remember when I did summon Shiva, I was at this fort, like, for the Imperials. You have to sit there and fight them. And I was down, basically, no death type of thing. And I was fighting these two giant robot things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I got the little button to press for the summons. And then she, like, destroyed them, and, yeah. I think I got just the points just from them. But I can't really be sure if I got any other points from the little surrounding area or what.
Right. And I mean, Shiva's attack is pretty beautiful. I'm not too sure about Leviathans. I mean, I thought I seen Titans too. But if that is Titan special, then you probably would not see him any other time in the game besides... I'm not going to spoil it for you guys. You're just going to have to see it when you see it. I'm pretty sure a lot of you are spoilers in yourselves anyway, so you're probably going to go on YouTube and look it up anyway. Don't do that. But if you do, then that's your business. You'll do what y'all want. But, yeah. I'm not even sure about Leviathan. One thing I was kind of bummed out about was the fact that you do not get the summon Ifrit.
The fire guy?
Yeah.
I mean,
by the way, you guys, Ifrit, you need to look forward into playing with him, because for all of you hardcore RPG gamers out there, I'm just going to tell you, this Ifrit is kind of, sort of, I don't even know what to call him.
He looks like the devil.
Yes. I mean, which...
Yeah.
Kind of, in figurative speaking, Ifrit was kind of the devil, but, which is just kind of weird to me because he's so powerful. He's like, I don't even know if I can call him the last boss of the game or not, because he's so overpowering. I mean, I'm not too sure. I wish that you could get him after you beat the game. He was a playable character. I know Shiva kicks his ass, though. I will tell that much, but I'm not going to say how, when, where. It might not even happen for you guys. But on YouTube, she did pretty much kick his ass in the most elegant and most beautiful of ways. And I'll leave that to your imagination. But then again, pretty much in every Final Fantasy, Shiva always beats him. So it's not that big of a deal. But, you know, that's just something you guys to look forward to when you play it. I mean, the game is gorgeous. I mean...
Yes.
It's only a couple of bad things that I pointed out. I really have nothing bad to say about the guys from this team. They did a phenomenal job. They succeeded in graphics, shading, textures. I mean, they succeeded in everything imaginable. I mean, my nephew was looking at the fucking screen and he thought that it was actual people talking. Like, we're talking right now, but the game was on. they were showing the actual game footage. And he thought that one of the people on there was actually, like, a real-life person introducing the game. And I was like, no, that is the game. And he was like, oh, my gosh. It's, like,
that's
real
good
people. And I'm like, yeah.
Yes.
So, I mean, but, you know, not set up. But anywho's, but moving on from that, so we're going to take a turn into Classic Corner. Which, in the Classics Corner, we did take another look back into the past, into an old Sega game, which at the time was a really hot commodity, which it was Phantasy Star Universe, which was the first one, and then the second one was Ambitions of the Illuminus. And recently, I just wanted to go back and play it, which I got it for PC. But I wanted to go back and play it, which was really hard. I had to do a couple of things because it is no longer online accessible because it's older now. You know, it's like,
yeah,
the server for that was shut down. So there's no, yeah, because it's so old, so it's no longer accessible for online use.
Oh.
And plus, it was like, I think, a PlayStation 2 game at the time. Back then, you guys, y'all all know, PlayStation 2 was, I mean, online, it was boo-boo butter. It was like nothing. It was nothing compared to now, which would the three kind of sort of dominated. Well,
yeah.
I mean, back then, it was still fun. I think I got to try it out like once online. And it was like really fun. Like you got to see people act crazy, try to do nasty things, and fail miserably. Yes, it would be like couples like playing the game. They'll be like fixing their characters to, like, look like they're sitting in each other's laps and doing all kind of stuff.
Oh.
I mean, it was really, like, a cool environment. The only thing bad about it, which at the time, there wasn't enough details put into it.
Oh.
So, the hub and the world and the way you could express yourself and do things were very, very limited. So, I'm not sure, but those were, that's just a, you know, a look back down memory lane. Because I was hoping that, you know, me even mentioning it, even though it may be irrelevant, that it really needs to come back. Because it was a really, really fun game, and you can only imagine something like that being brought to the PlayStation 4 platform. And it was so much fun, even till this day, on computer. So imagine it on that new platform. I think it would be extremely awesome,
yeah.
And I really think that Sega can make more money off of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they own it, so why not bring it back and make it better than ever?
And
you know?
It, okay.
Yeah, and remake it and just, like, you know, give it another shot because it was really fun. I mean, the weapons, gameplay. I mean, even till this day when I look at the graphics for it, it really wasn't bad. I mean, when you look at the game, you think, Sega. Sega made it. You know? It's a Sega game. And, I mean, they do incorporate a lot of themes from Sonic and stuff like that. And yet again, you guys, Phantasy Star Universe, if you don't know what it is, look it up.
Yes.
You will find out. It's not, it's, there are two of them, and you'll probably never hear anything about part one. Everything is part two, because part two, they were able to do a lot more with. Secondary would have to be, you guys are going to hate me for this.
What?
Because this game has not been seen since Sega Dreamcast, but I still have it. And it would be Space Channel 5. I must say, only because I love Hatsune Miku, I would have to say Space Channel 5 was her comeback. Even though it wasn't with Ooh La La, if you guys are familiar with Space Channel 5, then you know what I'm talking about. Even though it was not with Ooh La La, it still was sort of like Hatsune Miku's comeback was based off of that. Because they were both Sega products, and if you pay close attention to some of the outfits, I'm not too sure if she has a Space Channel 5 outfit on the Project Diva X game, but I do see it on the PSP version. She does have, I think, either one or two outfits from Space Channel 5, which, of course, that would be her parents, I guess you can say. You can technically say Ooh La La is her mom because of the fact that they both came from that same genre. They were both musical, and they both were vocaloids.
Okay.
So it just so happens that Ooh La La was more like English, and she was more of a rhythm, kind of like Rapper the Rapper and Unjam-a-Lammy. You guys, those games that I'm mentioning, if you are not familiar with them, look them up. they're really old classic games. I mean, Unjamalani and Rapper the Rapper, those were all PlayStation games. I've played every single game. I'm really familiar with a lot of those quirky games a lot of people wasn't familiar with. But I'm pretty sure Rapper the Rapper, a lot of people were familiar with because of Onion. Anywho, moving on. So old.
Yeah.
Which, I hate to say it again, I'm going to get a little bit off subject here, but I must say, I'm kind of, sort of, just a little bit surprised that they have not come out with a Steven Universe game.
What?
Only because, and I'm pretty sure it would be whack, but I'm saying only because the game is, the cartoon is actually really popular. And the songs on the game, and the cartoon, is, keep saying game, the songs on the anime or cartoon is even more interesting to me because of how they sing. But I was just kind of curious about that, that's why I just kind of brought it up, but it was in my notes, and I was just was happening to look through it, and I was just like, well, I wonder why they never made a Steven Universe game. Usually you will see a Steven, any kind of game that was on Cartoon Network. I mean, there's even games for Family Guy, there's a Simpsons game. So it's kind of weird that they never created one for that. I'm pretty sure they will in the future, but it would be fun to see, you know, Steve and Garnet and Amethyst and all of those fun characters like live on their on an actual console and being able to see what kind of ideas they would come up with for gameplay. So I just thought that would have been like kind of something to just throw out there and, you know, probably get the word around. Because I mean, I for one, yes, you guys, I feel like a loser for saying this, so don't make me feel even worse, but I do extremely love Steven Universe. I think it is the best cartoon that has come out for kids in a long, 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 long time. Only because it teaches children a lot of good values, and it teaches a lot of kids to think before they act and before they speak. And I really like, you know, cartoons like that, and I really wish we had more. But I digress. This is not what it's about, nor not the time. But back to what I was saying, I really thought that they would have made a game for kids based off of Steven Universe. And I was kind of actually looking forward to seeing it, even if I wouldn't have liked it. I still would have liked to see the game brought to a different light and even maybe kind of sort of wrap up the series that's, you know, the series that's going on right now. But, you know, and of course... I don't have the game yet, but I am really looking forward to Overwatch. I mentioned this before, and I'm not going to say much about it because I don't have any information as of yet. But I am looking forward into my own presentation and assumptions for Overwatch, and I will do it. And I must say, you guys, speaking of Overwatch, there is another badass game that is coming, that is probably already out, as far as I know. I always say coming out and it's been out forever. But, Watch Dogs. I think it's two.
That's been out.
Yes, you see, I'm always behind the times. Forgive me. But
it's been out for a couple weeks now, yeah.
Oh, okay, so it was like a couple weeks. Okay, yeah, wow. Yeah. Well, of course you know, Bree. I mean, you've been system-sitting for me, so I have, that goes to show you, I have been out.
Yeah, because last time we did the podcast, I was talking about doing, playing that, yeah.
Watch Dogs?
Watch Dogs 2, yeah.
Yeah, because, is it only for Xbox?
And a PS4.
Yeah, my nephews wanted that, so I was thinking about actually getting it because I'm kind of tired of the whole Grand Theft Auto scene. Because after San Andreas, they kind of let me down. I'm not sure if Rockstar made this game. It really looks and screams Rockstar, though. From just...
No, it's Ubisoft.
Ubisoft?
Ubisoft.
Wow.
Yes, the same people who make Assassin's Creed.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Uber Mysoft. I didn't even know their names. Oh, my God. I want to call them Ubisoft. That's what I want to call them. Ubisoft. Is that their name?
Yeah, Ubisoft.
Oh, so I was saying it right. It still sounds funny. It still sounds funny. Ubi, my Ubi. Ubisoft. But anywho, so is there any other games that are coming up or that we may have any information for our viewers to, engage in and or investigate?
No, I've been spending too much time playing Final Fantasy 15 and watching my little boyfriend's Gladio and Ignis. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, for those of you who haven't got it yet and are listening in, Gladius is so sexy. Oh my god, I must say it. I'm so, 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 so sorry.
Yes.
For anyone that just made disrespect, but he is awesome. He's full of tattoos. He is everything that is right in this world. Or in his world.
Yes.
I don't understand how he was single that long. If I was the girl at the gas station, I probably would have jumped his non-bones a long time ago.
Oh my god, that's skinny. With a little outfit. I'm like, oh my god.
Yes, he's super sexy. I wonder what he looks like as a grandpa. Oh, which I'm pretty sure if we was to hear Mama's take on that character. And we all know who Mama is, Shalene. I'm pretty sure Mama would be in super love with him.
No, I think the day it came out, she tweeted asking if she should get it, and I was like, yes, get it. I don't know if she got it.
We need to investigate and see if Shalene actually is participating in solicited acts. We are going to coach Mama back to doing what she does best, which is podcasting, giving us our actual, you know, most of our ideas actually came from her. Of course, she's a veteran. Obviously, we would get most of our ideas from her. But I would like to see more of her because her voice was, like, super lovely. I used to talk about her all the time, especially when I first started hearing to her. Especially when I first started listening to her and Rick's podcast, I would be, like, so entranced by just her voice. She would sound like a little tiny angel baby, and it was so cute. I loved it. It was absolutely too precious the way she talks. She sounds like a little girl. It is so cute. And we still, to this day, miss Mama and Papa.
Yes.
But apparently she will be coming back with other things. I'm not too sure right now. I'm pretty sure she's just catching up. And
I think she's still doing a little weekly stream thing. And she did one for Fallout 4 this past Friday. I didn't see it, but like I said, I've been too busy with Final Fantasy 15. My little boyfriends, Gladio and Ignis. Yes.
Which is the one with the blonde hair?
The blonde hair? With glasses or without?
Without.
Without is Pompto.
Pompto?
Pompto, yeah.
Is on Ritalin.
Yes, very much so.
I mean,
he does the most.
If I could just reach over and give him some medication, I totally would. Because he is just so... He has HDD. Like, I don't even know if I'm saying it right.
Yes.
I'm making it sound like it's a high definition card or something. But I mean, he has HDD. Like, he is so hyper.
Like, we'll be riding the car, and then a little thing will come up, be like, for him saying, it's like, oh, Noctis, we need to pull over and go take a picture over here. I'm like, man, we'll try to go someplace else. You want to stop and take a picture? It's like, no. No.
I'm like, first of all, the place we're trying to go is like probably 2 hours in real time away, which is not cool. So I'm not pulling over and taking a picture good enough for a giant monster to come out in the middle of the field and attack us. And then we're running to the car. Speaking of which, a good question. Do the monsters actually run up to the street sometimes?
Actually, yesterday, we were going someplace and they had a little group of monsters like crossing the thing, like a little crossing thing.
Oh my god, did they have a sign like the chocobos?
They
used to say chocobo crossing, and like almost all Final Fantasies, they had like a little sign saying chocobos or something. But did they have one for monsters crossing or monsters navy crossing?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I should have known. That is Final Fantasy for you. Always warning you to always stay safe and buckle up while driving automobiles with monster inhabited planes.
Yes.
Love it to death.
Oh, wow.
Girl, oh my god, speaking of which, Brie.
Yes.
Have you seen the tweet on what's his name?
Gladio, yes. Yes, let's see.
Oh my god.
Yes,
that's so funny. Let's see, what is this?
I've got it up. Yes, I had to sit there and show you. I was like, yeah. I had it too. Let's see. It was Glenn Gain, same C1. He basically tweeted at Final Fantasy and was like, no, it's Gladio. What's wrong with you people? I'm not even gay. I spread my legs for him. I think that's how it works. I was like, yes. When I seen that, I was like, best tweet ever. Yes.
First of all, Gladius or Gladio, whatever, however you say his name, and ever since I've imagined of the word, he is super sexy. I don't know who modeled for this character, where they find him at. That's a fine ass man.
Yes.
I'm a kid, you know. That's a fine man. Yes. I just can't stop seeing how fine.
Jeremy will know a fine man when he sees one. This is Raven.
Yes.
Yes.
And you know I would know one. And he definitely is one. Oh my god. Did you see the far way he was pushing the car?
Yes, I'm the one who showed you that.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
You see, I just lost track. All I seen
was that.
Yes. And I mean, he was just so strong and ready.
Yes.
He was pushing that car.
Yes.
Even though they were complaining, I mean, I have never seen a prettier sight than that man's ass. I mean, that man was fine. Jesus Christ. Anyways, we're going to move on from this dead-end topic. I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody who's seen it knows he's fine. After all, that is Bree Bree's husband. I'm sorry, Bree.
No,
your lover.
No. You can have him. I'll set him for in this. Yes.
Oh, the
That's
glasses.
That's my other baby daddy, yes.
Mm-hmm. Baby daddy, sure. I mean, speaking of which, I also kind of heard that some horrible things happened to him in the game, and he still manages somehow to retain his sexiness.
Yes.
I find it remarkable, simply remarkable on his part.
Yes.
I mean, to have a scar and
baby.
Your scar makes you
yes.
sexier, I mean, I don't get it. But
poor baby daddy is blind, yes, poignness.
he went blind in one of the episodes. Buy it and you will know. Which exactly, how did he go blind or why did he go blind? I'm not even sure if he did go blind. I mean, I never played it myself, but
and
he still brings sexy back. I mean,
yes.
even more so than Justin Timberlake.
Yes.
But I digress. I mean, I could sit here and talk about it all day. I mean, Bree probably never gave y'all her views and aspects on it because I talk a lot.
Yes.
So I'm going to go ahead and let her, you know, talk about some things about the game since she played it and has more experience.
Yes. Well, to me, Noctis, like, after the tenure thing, yeah, he got fine. Before that, yes. Before that, it's like, yeah, you're a little brother. Go play somewhere, okay?
Mm-hmm. You're a little brother. You're my little baby bun bun. Go play in the woods.
Yes,
and leave
go
me
play.
And Gladys in the house. We're gonna clean up and stuff, yeah. We're gonna straighten up while you go train with the monsters.
Yes. And then Prompt is a little, I don't know how to
Prompt
explain.
Is, like I said before,
HDD.
Super HDD. He's all
ADD,
over the place.
Yes.
He doesn't sit still in the car. He's constantly jumping, always doing something, some kind of tomfoolery.
Yes.
I mean, but he's so precious in his own way.
Yes.
He brings a lot of excitement, fun, and laughter to it, from what I think. And, I mean, his obnoxiousness knows absolutely no limit.
Yes.
Like I said, when they made this game, they really went above and beyond to give all these characters hardcore personalities. They didn't leave nothing to the imagination.
Oh,
it almost felt like while you're playing, you absolutely know these people.
And
like,
there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yes.
If only I
Yes!
Can... If only I can be the baby's mom. So sad. It'll never happen. It'll never happen. But
yes.
I digress.
But I was sad when a certain character did die. And no, it's not one of the boys, no.
So
I'm gonna leave it like that.
Well, you guys are gonna have to find out. It kinda
yes.
sucks. It kinda sucks.
I was like crying. I was like, no, she can't die.
Oh, wow. I mean,
next
if
question.
It was Gladius's girlfriend, I probably would have welcomed her death
yes,
with
yes,
open arms. Like,
yes,
as I'm pretty
yes.
sure any other simple or strong-minded woman would, because he's mines, you guys. He's mines. You would want her to die. But in this
yeah.
case, it was kind of like she was awesome, so it kind of sucked. And you guys are also going to see who it is when you play. But, I mean, this podcast just absolutely couldn't wait. I mean, Final Fantasy's
yes,
release,
yes.
I mean, it's long overdue. And like I said, if you would watch Bree's Twitter and stuff like that, you will also know, you know, what's going on and stuff. And you can kind of keep up with her and follow it. Even if you have the game and haven't made it to those stages yet, it'll be kind of fun just to see how other
yeah.
people's playthrough and experience with the game are.
Yes.
Anything else? I can't quite remember. I know. I could just talk about his sexiness all
yes,
day.
Yes, we could.
I mean, but we
but
need to
explain
deviate.
To me why I spent 2 hours trying to fight that inner tortoise or whatever, that big giant turtle. That's a mountain. Yeah. That's level 99 and I'm level 42.
So
explain to me
the
that.
Turtle is a mountain. It
yeah.
literally is a mountain,
yes.
kind of, sort of.
Yes.
How are you supposed to be the mountain when you are the size of mice?
Compared to I don't know. But most of the time I was sitting there like hitting his foot with the sword. I'm like, die, die, die. That didn't work. I was like, you know what? Let me run away.
So does that kind of monster cause long range? Like, this is the question I'm pretty sure a lot of people are wondering. Like, while you're fighting, obviously it's not easy to dodge, which a lot of you, they do show you how to dodge successfully. And I guess unsuccessfully, but they show you this all this in the demo. If you ever played the demo, it's kind of like kid childish kind of looking. I think that's why they didn't really go into too much with the demo, but the demo does
yeah.
show you a lot of the basic controls when it comes to dodging and such. So if you guys start getting the game and you play it and you find out it's not as easy to get around, try reverting back to the demo, which the actual game itself has a tutorial in it, of course.
Yeah.
But the demo, I feel like, gives you a better feel because you can learn the controls as well as some of your powers and other things such as that in the game as you play. The
yeah.
demo, and you can get a good feel for the battle system as well, and you can probably even skip over the tutorial because the tutorial, I'm not sure, does the tutorial have anything to offer if you beat it successfully?
No.
So you don't get any potions or anything for finishing the tutorial. So I suggest if you do have the demo before you go by it, I suggest you play the demo if you want to brush up on the combat as well as the battle system and then go ahead and actually get the game. That way you can just skip over the tutorial. That if in fact you do want to waste time like that. For those of you who don't care, have a ball. It doesn't really matter to me what you do. You're happy. I'm happy.
Yes.
So, I mean, I would like to actually, we're going to have to try to see if we can listen to my mom's podcast so we can
yes,
see
yes.
her intakes and views on the game as well as the not-so-greats. I will be coming back, though, because I am going to give my own cast about the Skyrim because I just recently got that, as well as I said before, Dishonored 2. And then it'll be Watch Dogs and stuff. I apologize, you guys. I know we did say we were going to get somebody for those of you who like those horrible sports games.
Yes.
But there will not be another person talking about the sports games until later on. That's just how the cookie crumbled, unfortunately.
Yes.
We were trying to expand our horizons a little too much, too soon, too quick. And it didn't work out at all in our favor. So we will be getting back on that, but we will get someone to take over that aspect so that way you can see, and we will probably be expanding the cast, if we do add that, into a sports corner or some crap of that nature,
okay.
and as well as our genre, which the sports will not be a part of, obviously,
yes,
because
yes.
they're two totally different genres. But I feel like it would be better for you guys if we just stick to more along the lines of what it is particularly you want to hear. Kind of sort of like a radio station, if you will. But I must say, unless
okay.
Bree have any comments, Bree have anything to let our listeners know, our listeners of three?
I think it's four.
Oh, it's four.
I think so, yeah. One up.
Oh, wow. One. By one. Yay. Yes. Slowly but surely. Slowly but surely.
Yes.
But do you have any conclusions for today?
I'm going to have to ask Mama after we're done. Like, Mama, did you get Final Fantasy 15?
You know, I want to know that too.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Has she still been talking to Papa?
A little bit, yes.
Oh, I miss Papa.
Yes.
But him taking care of his family, y'all, so we have to respect his wishes. And I still wish him the best of luck, even though it's months later. Or a month later. Who knows?
I think it's a month or two, yeah.
Something like that.
Yes.
Oh, it's still sad. It still rings true to me that he's not coming back into return ever. And if he does, it won't be for
a good while.
Yeah, a good while, you know. So we just got to stand strong and stand close to Mama.
Yes,
and keep her from falling off at the wayside so we will never hear her lovely voice again. But again, this is JDZ and Breezy. And that's it for today. You guys have a wonderful night.